America. They have performed at the National Folk Festival in Russia. They were there 3 years ago. And in talking with Mr. Cephas, he told me he was in Beijing 3 years ago before Tiananmen Square. So they truly are ambassadors of the blues, and we're delighted to have them here at the annual Florida Folk Festival and have them be part of our gathering of folk traditions here in the South. A little bit of information about both of our performers. John Cephas is from Washington, D.C. He began learning to play when he was 9 years of age. He started playing guitar and learning the thumb and finger picking style that's characteristic of what we call Piedmont blues. Now, I know a lot of you are familiar with that, and actually, this is pretty neat. I've noticed we have a couple of true fans because I've seen a couple of John Cephas, Phil Wiggins t-shirts on people in our audience, and so apparently we've had the following come, and they know you're here, and your fans are very anxious to hear you. The debut album was called Dog Days of August, and it received the top awards for Traditional Blues Album of the Year. And if you haven't heard that, did you bring some to?
Yes, ma'am.
Where are they? Okay, the tent directly behind us is a sales area tent. CDs are available and tapes and cassettes. So if you're interested in purchasing one of their albums, right behind us, in the it says Foodways, and then on the other side of that is where the sale of their tapes will be. John Cephas and Phil Wiggins are winners of the W.C. Handy Award and have also performed at New York's Carnegie Hall. Again, as I said, they truly are ambassadors of the blues, and we're delighted to have them here today. While we're setting up, I'm going to just run through a little bit about what this particular area is about. This is our folklife area of the festival, and what we do in a folklife area, we feature traditions that are unique to this part of the South, that are featuring either ethnic, regional, or family traditions. This year, we're calling our folklife area the Rediscoveries Area. And what we're doing, we're looking at Anglo-Celtic traditions and Afro-American traditions. And on this particular stage, you're going to see a variety of those traditions performed musically. This morning, those of you who are here with us at 10 saw the Irish dancers. And they were backed up by a group called Merriweather from Gainesville. Then those of you who stayed through that, you saw Alex McBride playing Barrel House Blues piano. Are we about ready? Oh, okay. You've got water and everything? Okay. Shall I just go ahead? Let's give a big welcome to John Cephas and Phil Wiggins from Washington, D.C., appearing at the Florida Folk Festival.
Test one, two, test one. From the street. keep singing the lonesome blues, the shuffle of my feet. Sweat dripping from my head, I got chills streaming from my eyes. Dog is of all alone now, all I can do is cry. It's a dog is of all, the devil is being his wife. I got a wrongdoing woman, I got trouble in my life. Dog is a bogus. See the steam rising from the street. Oh, dog is a bogus. Steam rising from the street. I keep singing the lonesome blues, the shuffle of my feet. Chills stream from my eyes. A dog is a poor alone now. All I can do is cry. It's a dog, these are all the devil is beating his wife. I got a wrongdoing woman. I got trouble in my life. Thank you. Some of those traditional numbers that I can remember when I was growing up, we used to play at house parties, at Fridays and Saturdays, drink corn liquor and homebrew and play good blues music. So we're going to do a few of those numbers for you. I think we're going to start off with a number right now, one of the numbers that I first learned to play on the guitar called Going Down That Road, Feeling Bad. Lord, I'm going down that road feeling bad. Lord, I am going down that road feeling bad. Lord, I am going down that road feeling bad, honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be treated this away. Well, now, what I got gonna show bring you back? Lord, now, what I got gonna show bring you back? Well now, what I got gon' sure bring you back, honey, babe, and I ain't gon' be treated this away. Well Well, now I'm down in this valley, I'm on my knees. Lord, I'm down in this valley, I'm on my knees. Lord, I'm down in this valley, I'm on my knees. Honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be feeding this away. Lord, I'm going down that road feeling bad. Lord, I am going down that road feeling bad. Well, I'm going down that road feeling bad, honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Well, they feed me on cornbread and peas. Lord, they feed me on cornbread and peas. Lord, they feed me on cornbread and peas, honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be feeding this away. That's why I'm going down that road feeling bad. Lord, I am going down that road feeling bad. Well, I'm going down that road feeling bad, honey, babe, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. You know, the blues was written just about every mood and every feeling, every situation that one could possibly face in one's life. There was a blues to match that old story. Here's one about a guy. He had a little bad luck with his girlfriend, and he felt really bad about this. He called it Sweet Bitter Blues. Lord, sweet bitter blue, walk all around my bed. Lord, sweet bitter blue, walk all around my bed. Sometimes I wonder, am I alive or dead? You know, bad time follow everywhere I go. Oh, bad time follow everywhere I go. Bad time and trouble, only life that I know. Lord, I went down to the river, see what I could see. The river say, hey, John, come on and live with me. Yeah, sweet bitter blues, walk all around my bed. Sometimes I wonder, am I alive or dead? You know bad time follow everywhere I go. Yeah, bad time follow everywhere I go. Bad time and trouble, only life that I know. Shoot my baby, she just won't do right. Yeah, sweet little blue, walk all around my bed. Sometimes I wonder, am I alive or dead?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Want no ice in my bourbon. I let it burn as I drink it down. I don't want no ice in my bourbon. I just let it burn as I drink it down. No matter how much I drink it, my sorrow won't seem to drown. I don't want no cream in my coffee. You know I drink it just as black as night. I don't want no cream in my coffee. You know I drink it just as black as night. Well, I lie awake and wonder why I didn't treat my rider right. I don't want no cards from the kitty. I'm going to play the hand I'm dealt. Don't give me no cards from the kitty. I'm going to play the hand I'm dealt. You know, Carol Ann has got the softest skin these cheating hands have ever felt. Don't want no ice in my bourbon. I'll let it burn as I drink it down. I don't want no ice in my Jack Daniel. I let it burn as I drink it down. No matter how much I drink it, my sorrows just won't seem to drown. I don't take no tea for the fever. I'm going to let it run its course. Don't give me no tea for the fever. I'm going to let it run its course. You know I need a true love to make it, but I just can't find the source.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, thank you very much.
You know, in that blues tradition, they were so closely associated together, like the blues and religious songs. I think I don't know, but very few blues musicians at one time or another that didn't have some good close relationship musically with the church. That also was true with me. My father was a Baptist minister, so I grew up in the church, you know, learning a lot of those good old Christian songs. So we're going to do one for you right now called I Saw That Light.
We want you to sing along with us on this one. I have a feeling some people out there may know this one. It's pretty simple. You'll catch it.
One morning as I was walking along,
I saw the light from heaven come down.
I heard a little voice, saw no one.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
And I saw that light, Lord. I saw that light, Lord.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
Well, I am happy. Devil is mad.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
He missed a soul the altar had.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
And I saw that light, Lord. I saw that light, Lord. I saw that. Now.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
One of these mornings, it won't be long.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
Well, look for me, but I'll be gone.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
And I saw that light, Lord.
I saw that light, Lord.
I saw that. Now.
I saw the light from heaven come down. I saw the light from heaven come down.
You know, being about it, they're gonna turn me out.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
And I saw that light, Lord. I saw that light, Lord. That light now. And I saw that light, Lord. I saw that light, Lord. I saw that. What now?
I saw the light from heaven
come down. One
more
time.
I saw the light from heaven
come down. One more time.
I saw the light from heaven come down.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good singing out there, too.
All right.
You know, along with those old blues that we used to do at them house parties, we used to have some of those tunes that you call ragtime, some of those hard-hitting dance tunes where everybody would buck dance and just tapping all over the place. We're going to call on Phil. He's going to do one for you now called Baby, I'm Crazy About You.
Baby, I'm crazy about you.
like the way that you do. How can you mistreat me, say that you love me too? Someday you want me, and I'll be so far from you. Then you will be sorry that you treat me like you do. Oh, baby, I'm wild about you. Can't stand the way that you do. How can you mistreat me? Say that you love me too. Someday I'll leave you, and then you'll know I'm through. But you always hear me singing this song. Baby, I'm crazy about you. Baby, I'm wild about you. Don't like the way that you do. How can you mistreat me? Say that you love me too. Someday you want me, and I'll be so far from you. Then you will be sorry that you treat me like you do. Play it one time. Like the way that you do. How can you mistreat me? Say that you love me too. Someday I'll quit you, and then you'll know I'm through. Then you will be sorry that you treat me like you do.
Little ragtime.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
I ain't never loved 1,000 women in my life. Hey, Lord, now. 1,000 women in my life. But the love I have for you, woman, God knows it sure is strong. Hey, Lord, now. God knows it sure is strong. And if you love me, woman, you won't do nothing wrong. Hey, Lord, now. Lord, you won't do nothing wrong.
Love.
now my woman is so sweet. She's as sweet as she can be. Hey, Lord, now. She's as sweet as she can be. And every time, oh, I kiss her, a cold chill run over me. Lord, now. A cold chill run over me. My woman, she ain't gotta worry when I'm gone out of her town. Hey, Lord, now. No, the love I have for you cannot be turned around. We got time for probably just one more song. But for any of you that's interested, if you have to leave early, we do have some recordings. This is our first time here in Florida for the festival. Thank you. We're just as happy as y'all about us being here as y'all are having us here. We certainly thank you so much. We'll be performing again at 1 o'clock on one of the other stages. And then later on tonight, we're going to do a concert around 10 o'clock for the finale. But for any of you, if you have to leave early, we do have some recordings we brought down with us. I'm from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Phil is from Washington, D.C. But I don't guess it makes any difference where you're from. You know, we all can share this traditional arts together, just like all of this is going on here at this festival. It's wonderful. I enjoy it. Now, I know that y'all enjoy it. Thank y'all so much for having us here. As I said, okay. As I said, we do have some recordings in the tent just to the rear of this tent here. So if any of you would like to take any of our music home with you, we'd be absolutely delighted. So we're going to close out now. Trying to think of a good song we can go out here, kind of jumping song. Well, y'all like something slow or would you like something fast? Something fast, he wants something up there. Here we go. Lord, that rat's in the kitchen, eating up all my bread. When I come home, eating all in my bed. Yeah, you want black rat or hog, them won't find your trail. I'm gonna hide in my shoe somewhere beneath your shirt tail. Now you told me that you love me, told me a lie, but I still love you, babe, till that day I die. Yeah, you want black rat or hog, them gonna find your trail. I'm gonna hide my shoe somewhere beneath the Yorkshire tail. Back, yeah, you want black rat or hog, them won't find your trail. I'm gonna hide in my shoe somewhere beneath the Yorkshire tail. Another woman, and I don't want you. Yeah, you want black rat or hog, them gonna find your trail. I'm gonna hide my shoe somewhere beneath the Yorkshire tail.
Y'all put your hands together. Let me hear y'all clap a little bit.
Truly ambassadors of the blues. If you want to hear them again tonight, go to the amphitheater stage. They'll be appearing at 10 this evening. Also tomorrow, check your schedules so you can catch their next performance. We're going to be setting up now for a fiddle workshop, and while they're setting up the mics and getting ready for this next segment of the Rediscovery's Folklife area, let me give you a little information about the Florida Folk Festival. This is our 39th annual Florida Folk Festival. Each year we grow larger. We have more things happening. This is the folk life area of the festival. This is where you will see Anglo-Celtic traditions and Afro-American traditions performed. On this particular stage, all day long, from 10 till 5, you will be seeing various musical traditions performed. This morning we had the Irish dancers from Jacksonville. We also had Alex McBride playing barrel house piano with us. And of course, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. In this area, right behind me, you will see craft demonstrations. Also, the Highland Games are performed directly by the side of the tower. If you haven't seen the Border Collie demonstration, you might want to check that out. The Border Collie demonstration involves herding with Border Collies with sheep and geese. It's very, very interesting. And the one thing that's really nice about our folk festival, people are willing to talk with you and share their traditions. That's what this is all about, so that all of us as Floridians and visitors from out of the state can learn more about the diverse traditions we have in our state of Florida. And Florida has a wealth of traditions, which you can see showcased here at the festival. Lunchtime is a wonderful experience because we have so many wonderful examples of traditional foods here. We have two food sales areas. One of these areas is right in this particular part of the festival. If you can see exactly to my right, the yellow and white striped tent. All kinds of wonderful foodways showcased there. At the old marble stage area, again, another food sales area. And for those of you who are new to the festival, let me just give you a little bit of history. The old marble stage is where the original festival started many, many years ago, exactly 39 years ago. This is the Stephen Foster State Folk Culture Center, and the festival has grown in numbers each year. And each year we add more things, more traditions are showcased, we have more opportunities for people to experience the types of traditions that are found in Florida. And this is something I think those of us who are regular festival goers consider this almost a family reunion. We have the opportunity to see friends, family, and people that we don't see any other time of year. So this is a real special time. And those of you who are new, we know you're going to make lots of friends and enjoy it as much as the rest of us do. Let me check and see how we're doing with setup for the next segment of the Folklife stage area. It's going to be a Fiddle Styles workshop. And we're getting set up right now for that.
What? How are we doing? Huh? Y'all are ready? Okay.
Gospel, 4:30 English pub songs. And then in the evening, 6:30, this turns into a dance stage. Some of you may have been here last night for the blues dance workshop. This evening at 6:30, we're going to have square and contra dance. The caller is Chris Hinkle from Gainesville. The Squirrely Gems with Bill Dudley from San Antonio are going to be doing music for that. Then at 7:30, we're going to have a swing dance workshop. Bert Roark and Marietta Massey from Gainesville, Swing Fever, will be providing instruction. The Fretless Wonders, Becky Palmer from Tampa, will be doing music for this swing dance workshop. And then, of course, there's the main stage. Don't forget to check your programs. If you don't have one of the Folklife programs, they're sold in the tent directly in front of me. You can purchase programs there, festival t-shirts, buttons, all kinds of goodies. Plus, right behind us, there are two foodways demonstrations, Irish soda bread and Scottish shortbread. So if you're fans of those particular types of foods, this would be a good opportunity to talk with some of the cooks. We'll be set up in a few minutes. Don't go away.
It's about Banks and Brace. Okay. With a little bagpipe floating over. We're just supposed to do two now, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you want to do the strap space? Oh, okay. Another kind of...
Guys, so there are only three of them.
Well, that's authentic for Scottish, isn't it? Another area that's kind of associated with Scotland, my geography isn't very good, is the Shetland Isles.
Furthest north
part of Scotland, of the British Isles. Okay. Bring along my sound man and geographer and historian. And anyway, this one's called Sleep Sound in the Morning, Sleep Sound in the Morning, and it's a real kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. Go ahead and do your whatever you did.
Great job, folks. Don't run away. They'll be back for more. The themes this year in the folk life area are African-American and Anglo-Celtic. And the Scottish tunes that Kathy and Bill just played come from a Celtic origin. And you probably noticed in that first piece, it sounded almost classical. There's been a lot of classical violin influence in some Scottish music. But you notice that last piece didn't sound classical at all. So you have really, within Scottish fiddle, you have that whole range from the very rustic, driving, really earthy stuff to very classical, heavy vibrato, all that stuff, and some beautiful, beautiful melodies. So thanks a lot. Good job, Kathy. Next up, my good friend Pam Carsey. Come on up, Pam. Whatever. Why don't you use the single mic?
Okay,
let me just talk for just a minute. Pam was an apprentice in our folk arts apprenticeship program with the great and wonderful Irish fiddler James Kelly. And Pam and I used to be neighbors. I just moved up from Miami a couple of years ago. She lives in Miami still. And I know how hard she worked, and you'll know just how hard she worked when you hear her play. It's really great. And in case you don't know it, in case you haven't seen him here at the festival before, James Kelly is one of the world's greatest Irish fiddlers. So she had a wonderful opportunity with a great teacher and really took advantage of it and even wound up going over to Ireland to study at the Willie Clancy School. Boy, I'm giving you quite a build-up. Huh?
I know. This is great. But, go ahead, Bob. Keep going.
So what are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to play a medley of jigs. The first, in true Irish tradition, I don't know the name of it. But the second one is Tobin's Jig, and the last one's Connetman's Rambles.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right, good job. Of course, those jigs are in 6/8 time. Is that right? I get my fractions right. 6/8, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Burke, Professor Burke in the back there, noted ethnomusicologist. I believe the French introduced 6/8 time to the British Isles and to Ireland. That's what some people say, anyhow. Okay. Willie, are you ready? Let's hear from Willie Jones from Old Town, Florida. Come on, Willie. Willie's one of our favorite fiddlers. Everybody loves to hear Willie play. What are you going to play for us today, Willie? Speak into the mic.
I'm not able to compete with these young fiddlers, of course. Say something else. But I play an old-style fiddle. I love to play fiddle tunes that Mr. Tommy Jackson used to play in Nashville, Tennessee, and I learned a fiddle tune or two from him, and I'd love to play one of them today. It's called Run Johnny Run in the Key of D.
You got another one for us, Willie?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm going to play an old fiddle tune called the Katie.